Group Chat Golf presents the Technically Golf Podcast, the golf podcast technically, brought to you today by Bogey Bros. Use code GROUPCHAT10 for 10% off your order at bogeybros.co. That's BOGEYBROS.co. Play bad, look good, the funniest of golf clothes on the internet.
Yeah, and we actually have the link in our bio too. If you
Correct.
Click there, and it reminds you of the discount code.
Yeah,
and definitely the funniest quality too.
Yep, good quality.
Quality's and up there.
I've got my
I've got a shirt on.
I've got my shirt on. My hat. It says Natural Slice. It's like Natty Ice. Natural
Danny,
Ice.
Can you throw me
beer.
That birdie hat there?
But golf related.
And I got the three from the tee because obviously that's about where I start, if not five. So maybe there's an idea for us as time goes on. Maybe make a five from the tee for the rest of
Yours
us.
Yours is cool. You kind of look like Chance the Rapper. Chance. Oh. You kind of look like Chance the Golfer.
Chance the Golfer.
Yeah. Oh, I got that one over there too.
Yeah. Bring it in. Another three off the tee. No, they do have the hats. I love great head covers. The shirts, really cool designs. Check them out for sure.
Yeah, so. The I got one of the ball markers. Sex Panther.
What's that's it say?
It's a Sex Panther.
It says sex. That's sick. That's funny.
So it's pretty clever. It's a present for my brother. Big Anchorman.
Spoiler alert.
Big Anchorman guys. Anchorman guys.
Yeah.
Big Anchorman. So pretty awesome. Go to Bogey Bros.
.co. It's .co.
Co?
Yeah, .co. Group chat 10, 10% off your order. It helps out the boys. It helps out you to look good on the course, so do that. Netflix dropping Full Swing, which is, of course, the PGA Tour F1 style reality show that they filmed last year. It drops February 15th. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this, but it has a good mix of live guys because they were PGA Tour guys before they became live guys, so they started filming, and then I think we all remember what happened last year.
It's going to be drama.
It's going to be drama filled, and at the end of the trailer, Rory makes an appearance. I feel like we talk about this guy every week, but he makes an appearance and he's like, if I want the game that I love to be played by future generations, the game needs to be pushed forward. He says as he does everything he can to keep the game back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Real
progressive. What a line that is.
Real progressive that guy.
Yeah, just goes out there and fights tooth and nail to keep the game where it is as Liv tries to push it forward. And then he's quoted saying that in the trailer. What a guy.
Now, do you think they had talks in the room about keeping those live guys out of it, or do you think that was never even a question?
Who is they that you're referring to?
The Netflix people who ever made the documentary.
No, the producers,
the
absolutely not. They were like, we need as many live guys as possible.
Do you think they were getting calls
possible?
Saying, we don't want these guys on our...
Probably, but knowing Netflix reality TV producers...
They don't give a fuck.
No, dude, have you seen 60 Days?
They shouldn't.
They must have felt like they hit pay dirt when
absolutely.
They
talked
about
exactly.
They were like, oh my God, you couldn't have timed this better.
Yeah, because Ian Poulter did say you guys picked a good year.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jay and everyone started crying about it. Like, we want it to just be about us. Don't include anybody else. We're the only people that play.
Is it affiliated with the PGA Tour at all? Or
I don't really know. I don't really know.
Imagine if like HBO just fires back with a Live doc, you know?
Then
you know
so
which
good.
One will be better.
Yeah, I guess we'll see if it's affiliated directly with the PGA Tour next season that they film, if they have any Live guys or whatever. Sure. But
just dissecting that quote that he wants... golf to be played by future generations, but he wants one avenue for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the game needs to be pushed forward.
He needs
forward,
to grow the
but
game
not
by limiting it to one tour
be
so that
pushed
less
forward,
people can
yeah,
play.
By having the that's, one tour that keeps it back
I mean,
be the
on, Rory,
only tour in the world.
Do better, Rory.
At least he's been consistent on completely contradicting everything that he said.
Right, consistently flip-flopping week in and week out. Like, yeah, that's true.
At least
that's
he can rely on him not to have some sort of semblance of a backbone.
Right, he's not.
Issues.
Right, he's not going 2 weeks in a row with one take. It's just every other week. It's
I don't know why they
else.
Won't get along. We should all be getting along. I just wish these guys.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah. Yep. Shout out him for that consistency. And in another an insanely hypocritical move. A couple of guys, including Cameron Young, PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, Lucas Herbert and Cameron Champ, asked the PGA Tour for permission to play in the PIF Saudi International at King Abdullah Economic City. And the PGA Tour was like, yeah, no problem. Go ahead and do that.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is a little off. And guess what? You didn't hear a peep from the PGA Tour stands, who has such an issue with LIV existing because it's backed by the PIF Saudi fund. But if these PGA Tour guys want to go play in Saudi, that's no problem.
Well, I mean, we still don't know if it's about the money, because it's only in King Abdullah Economic City. So it might not be about the money. It could be about progressing, you know. Right. The game or whatever.
The quote was literally like, we've played in this this tournament in the past. We really like the course. Fits with the schedule.
What do you use AI to name that city?
So that weekend, somebody else did 9/11? Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable, the hypocrisy out of the PGA Tour. It never ends.
You know that there is a group that's planning on standing outside the Masters, the 9/11 group there.
Yes.
Did we talk about that?
Did we?
Yeah.
I think we touched on it.
Okay.
At some point. But yeah, they'll be there rallying.
Did they stand outside of W's house in Kennebunkport? Or?
I mean, you'd have to ask them, I guess. Yeah. I don't really follow them too often. And lastly, Mito Pereira is expected to sign with LIV next week. Mm.
So, we've been working on that, right?
Maybe. Yeah. He will rumored to be joining Joaquin's team.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that could what?
No, which one's Joaquin? Is that what's
Neiman? Joaquin Neiman?
No, what team name?
Oh,
Chile.
Okay. Well, there goes that.
It's the team from Chile, dude.
What, yeah, I mean, is that the Well, so they all Chilean, or was that?
I forgot all the team names when the season ended.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I just wasn't sure.
We'll remember next.
We'll come. Year. Yeah, after we'll one come more back to it.
Now I remember there were talks of a bunch of guys going after the FedEx Cup playoffs ended, and then nothing happened.
Yeah, I think it's probably held up with the OWGR stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gunpoint. Literally,
or everything's falling apart. Because I don't know if we touched on the two execs, like high level execs that left LIV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
I don't think
what happened there?
Yeah, two bros stepped right down, and they were LIV. Like big. Yeah, Con, can you pull up the names of the positions of the executives who left LIV?
Wasn't the Taco Bell guy, was it?
No, what their job title was.
Because here's my question on that. I mean, eventually, it might be a little worth it to sort of wait it out on PGA, because they got to start offering more money. You know, like, you got to think that at a certain point they'll battle back by throwing out some big paychecks.
Well, I think they already are. I think everybody like in Hawaii made at least $100,000 or something a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So I could just see somebody like waiting it out, like, well, what are you going to pay me if I stay?
Mm. You talking about executives?
Anybody.
A COO?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Left. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Jeez.
And there was one other one.
Atul Colt. Kosla, I guess, was his name.
Yep. I'm glad you took a stab at that one and not me.
And when they say step down, do we know where these people are now? Like, I'm just, like, the fun behind it could be, I wonder how they took them leaving the company, or if it was them pushing them out, or if they left on their own regard.
They could have had, like, a let's see how this goes for a year, and then
we'll
make a decision next year, no hard feelings kind of thing, maybe. I mean, probably not, but. Like,
let's get a wellness check on these guys.
Yeah.
You're saying, are they gone?
I mean, no, I'm not, but let's just get a wellness check. You know, I just like to make sure everyone involved with golf's having a good time.
Right,
still doing,
right.
You know, they seem very talented. It was a great idea, so I hope they're still continuing their ventures with golf. So let's just get a check.
Totally.
And I, now that I've said that, hope they turn out, when we do a check, to be good people, because that would really stink if we find out they stepped down for other reasons.
right. Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is with that, but we'll see. The season kicks off February 24th in Mayacaba, Mexico. Mayacaba.
Ooh.
When?
Mayacaba.
24?
February 24th is when the LIV season kicks off.
Wow.
You're going?
I feel like we might need to be.
That's like a huge position to just walk away from.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. That's because I think the CEO and the other one.
Operating, like,
right.
That's pretty much everything. Right?
Yeah.
That's just the existence.
One of the job descriptions was like to be in charge of turning us profitable.
Oh,
and then that person was like,
wow.
Ooh, I don't know if there's a clear path to profitability here.
Yeah, I guess you got to see the paycheck, and it's like, yeah, I'll just take it for a year, because that seems like a very improbable.
If you see the CFO go soon, like, something might be up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the oil's drying up.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like a TV deal is... I mean, you'd think they would have announced that with the season starting next month by now, no, right?
No, it seems like they're looking for that.
Right, it seems like they did not get one.
Yeah, it's a pretty large...
Because a couple of the guys in Chicago, I think Bryson and stuff, were talking about how it was imminent. A TV deal was imminent, and that was last year.
Yeah, and then it sounded like they...
And then a couple of guys quit who were responsible for getting that deal done.
Now, TV deals, didn't the... wasn't it the Thursday Night Football there? Amazon having to pay back some sort of contractual dues because they didn't get enough viewers. They didn't make enough money on their contract.
Wow! For I believe that
for
oh, that's too bad. That company needs it.
Whatever the Amazon Prime TV, not enough people subscribe to watch a Thursday Night Football game. Honestly,
wait, so Amazon owes the NFL money?
Yeah, to my understanding.
How or do whoever they
were in, I'm guessing they were in direct contract with the NFL.
100%. Think about it. Like, for instance, the first week of the season, I go to watch the game or whatever. I couldn't find it.
Right.
And I'm like, oh shit, it's on Prime. I go on Prime. I think, how weird is it that you would have to buy like a $12?
Yeah, but doesn't everyone have Prime?
I know.
Some people don't, and I think the idea is
you use regular Amazon.
Here's
more people have cable, I think, than Prime.
Let's put it this way. I went to a sports bar in town, and you couldn't watch it. Yeah. You can't watch it. Yes. And they're like, well, if you go into the back poker room there, some guy usually streams it on his phone. So it's why can't
I think
I can't even watch this in public?
I think they just do it on the first game of the season. The rest, Thursday Night Football, shared, I believe.
No, it was on Amazon Prime.
It's on. I could watch Thursday Night Football on cable. The rest of the year, it's just the first game of the season.
I don't think so.
I don't have Prime.
Yeah. No,
and I watched Thursday Night Football at my house.
I think you probably had the day of the week. We can mixed
look it
up.
Why don't you look it up?
I think that was Monday night.
Yes, because
that's like just Sunday at one.
I
love Thursday Night Football, you guys.
And I could be, I very well could be wrong, but I think that's been the deal from the beginning. That Thursday, the first game of the year, is done by Prime, and then the rest, just for that reason.
But they moved that; they expanded that contract this year. Amazon paid extra money to have the rights for all Thursday night games this year, under the stipulation that they would have a certain amount of viewership. They didn't meet those numbers, and now they have to pay back.
Wait, why would the NFL care how many people watch that if they're getting the money anyways?
Because of ad revenue, probably?
Yes, because they gave up the spot.
But wouldn't that be Amazon's ad
revenue?
It's
probably an ad revenue through NFL. Maybe they manage that. I don't know.
It's a good question. And I'm sure there's... I haven't researched it.
But you might be right. I don't know how that stuff works, I guess.
I love when we talk about stuff that we really don't know about.
That's all we do.
Nothing better.
There's nothing better.
Exclusive as of 22. So maybe last year you were watching Thursday Night Football at home, but this year you weren't.
Yeah,
it's possible. No, before January 1st.
No, I'm telling you guys, some point in my life on a Thursday, I watch that shit at my house.
And every time I listen over to this pod, like when it comes out, I'm always thinking to myself, like, the things that I get wrong on here, if people fact check everything I said, I mean, anything that I might have heard over the past 33 years might pop up on the pod with no factual background whatsoever.
Yep.
The NFL Network?
But we always get some of those facts.
Yeah, what are you doing? Close enough. We're close enough.
You know, we're not hitting a bullseye, but we're all around it.
Yeah, we're hitting the board.
Yeah.
Which tough. Is half bullseyes are tough.
Yeah. Sometimes hitting the board's tough.
Yeah.
Word of the week.
Ooh. Oh, man. So, actually, I think I have one that you might be able to use later in a different segment.
Wow.
Just a little hint.
The games are available in local markets.
Dude, no, they're not.
We've moved past that, dude.
Talk to your roommate. He bought Prime and didn't tell you. And you've been watching it on his account. All right. Word of the week. What do we got, Con?
It's a verb. I hope you guys don't know it. That'd be super embarrassing.
Verb short? Is this a short?
Action. Verb is action.
Promulgate. Promulgate.
Promulgate. And can we get just real quick what it is that you are using to determine a winner?
I feel like it kind of changes every week.
Correct. That's what I'd like to know before I give my answer.
Well, he goes. He has an order of
Urban Dictionary, then keywords.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean,
and then after that, if everyone's equally off, you just decide who you want to win that
whoever
week.
Whoever he thinks is the closest. Yeah. I mean, he's the king.
In the spot. Right. I hate it.
Yeah.
Especially when I have two. It's usually like multiple choice where two of them are just nope, and then there's like two where I'm like, ugh, like it could be either one of these.
Right.
But yeah, and then I guess at that point I use a combination of all three.
Do you? Okay.
You know, to like make my final choice.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So promulgate is a verb.
Whose job? Who's
I think
the,
I am. I think I had the win last
yeah.
week.
Okay. Hardware? Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't like to display the belt for some reason.
Oh, but probably in.
I'm a humble guy.
You know, another state.
Promulgate means to be in the middle of an argument between two people, to be the one who's I don't want to use the word facilitate because that's what I'm
no use it good say facilitate in there.
This is getting too educated of an answer for me.
It's basically you're the person between an argument between two other people.
You're the person between
the argument between two people,
like physically.
Well, not well. You could be there physically, but also just like, you know, they're spitting their argument back and forth, and you're kind of just
like Dr.
making
Phil
sure
kinda.
Nobody. Yeah,
but Dr. hold on. Filling. So you're not the subject of the argument.
No.
You're just caught.
You just
in
have
between
to be in the
two
room.
People arguing.
Yeah, you're just you're
a mediator.
You and Danny are arguing, and I'm just mediating. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you're like a part of it. But you're not physically.
No, I'm just promulgating.
You could be over there.
I'm just promulgating.
Okay. Yeah. Got you. Verb promulgate is it's in between a brisk walk and a gallop for a horse when they are on the stunt track. So it's you've got a brisk walk, mm-hmm. then you've got a gallop. And then in between that, you've got a little bit of a promulgate.
Like a trot?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like a trot, but it's not a trot. It's a promulgate. Okay? God damn it. Okay, I just
said that. You know, it would be tough. It would be tough if trot was in there and you didn't get it because you didn't use the word because you were like, it's not a trot.
Yeah, because, right. I mean, like, if you don't use keywords,
that
you can't
would,
be, like, giving them for saying a word that's similar to the keyword, but it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he gives you the totally. Definition and you say no, and that's the
and
definition.
And I get where you're coming from, dude. Unfortunately, I nailed that one, so it's not a trot, it's a promulgate.
Wrong.
I
can't believe
wrong. On to Dan.
It's actually, this happens when you're, it's usually a young adolescent male. You know, he's getting ready for prom night, and he's got to offload the gun before he heads out because it's a big night ahead of him. So
what gun?
He was
penis gun.
His unit. Oh, he's going to empty the unit.
Well, and, thank God it's that.
And he was late for the big dance because he was busy promulgating.
It's a cum gun.
He didn't get his photo taken ahead of the prom because he was busy promulgating at the house.
Damn it, dude. I really wanted to win that one, but it's, clearly that's the definition.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah. It's funny. I knew that.
Yeah.
Not from experience. I just
no, yeah.
knew.
You were at prom on time.
I went fully loaded.
Yeah.
mine is just simply to walk up something. So you just promulgate the stairs or promulgate the...
Okay, you kind of copied mine, but with human.
But he put the up on it.
Like it's up. The key there is you got to walk up something.
Yeah, so cool. I think that might have been the key to the.
It would be
the
cool
definition.
If you made up your own instead of
well,
just taking mine
just
and
go
made the
me,
human
you said
version
horses.
Of it.
You came up with a synonym for trot.
No, it's
horse
different
trot.
Than a trot. It's
you
different
heard
than
gate,
a trot.
Which horses have? Can which
it's different than
knew.
A trot.
Can a human promulgate?
Yo, oh yeah, sorry, canter. You came up with a synonym for canter.
You could.
There's
but
like
have to
seven
go down
fucking
on
words
fours,
for what you came you up know. With.
You could like you could pretend to promulgate, but it wouldn't yeah. be a true and honest promulgation. You know.
Yep. Okay.
Damn. So again, you guys are just so far. It makes my job so much harder. I'm like, I wish I could just pick somebody. Like.
Right.
So yeah, to promulgate is to actually promote or to make widely known. So it's like basically I had in mind like
that was the whole definition.
Yeah.
To make
wait, what
is
it?
Widely known.
Say it again.
So if you have like a new law, or something, and you're like,
the widely.
I want to promulgate this new law. Like, if you have a rule segment for golf, you know, and there's a new rule coming up in like 2023, you could promulgate it on the podcast.
It makes sense.
Unfortunately, you guys.
So it's not when a teenager masturbates before the prom?
It might be after.
It was promo. Instead of prom.
No, it has the word prom.
Yeah, because
okay,
yeah,
right. Put the word prom in there.
Yeah, which I mean, like right now, that's looking pretty good.
damn it!
Wait, promulgate means to. It means to what?
It means to promote or to make widely known. So,
saying something. If I were to be like, "Hey, it's
promulgate.
Seabass has a hat on. I've promulgated this.
Not just any hat, but a bogey bro.
If you're Chance the golfer.
Formally declaring it.
So I can promulgate my order to the waiter.
I would imagine.
He says,
could.
"Sir, what do you want?"
I'll
have the steak.
If you
I've promulgated
to
this to him.
If you said, "Oh, I'm having the steak."
The ruler will at last promulgate an amnesty with neighboring countries. So, like, it's got to be somewhat official, like some type of
like basically like tweeting something.
I don't think you're like making like an order at a diner or something. Oh. It's more of like
I was thinking steakhouse, not a diner. Oh. Like a fancy.
Maybe if you trotted into the steakhouse and you're
like a fancy, like a fancy place, dude.
Yes, sir. Look at that.
Damn. Promulgating his way to prom.
I can't wait to promulgate all over my trophy later.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Fuck.
Now that it's mine. It's my property again.
Literally, I just was thinking, you know, it might be a good word for you, Sonny. You know, if you want to promulgate some new rules.
Look at that, dude.
Do you have a rule you want to promulgate?
I can promulgate here today. And this rule has to do with marking your ball as far as putting a marking on it.
Okay.
If me and you are playing, we're both playing a Titleist one, we both land in, say, a greenside bunker.
Yep.
Neither of us has any markings on our ball. We're both playing the same title as one. That, in tournament play, would count as a lost ball. Since we can't identify whose is whose, we would have to go back to our last spot and play with a penalty stroke.
Wait.
So you always want to promulgate like a dick or something on your ball so
yes.
you know that it's yours.
Yep.
So you would think that the guy that teed off first with the title as three... The guy that's hitting behind him on that tee that now hits a Titleist 3 after seeing someone hit a Titleist 3 in the same sand trap. To me, it should be on the second guy for not playing a different ball.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's just on both of them for not having a specific marking instead. And not only, it's crazy that they played as a lost ball and you have to go back and
both
play from the previous.
Both
lost ball.
Because neither can identify whose it is. Whose
back
is whose.
To the tee.
Do you guys... Mark
you better
balls.
Start lying.
I usually put a line on mine with a Sharpie down the side. Sometimes I'll throw it like a circle on there somewhere, like a dot.
Okay.
But normally on the first tee in like a tournament, you'll tell your opponent, like you'll see, it might not be televised, but at the Masters, Tiger will be like, "Hey, Rory, I'm playing a Bridgestone 3 today."
Yeah, that was like a thing in high school matches. On the first tee, everybody like, "I'm playing a Titleist 3 with a blue dot."
That's crazy because as like a very nonchalant golfer who started in like his late 20s, I'm that guy who will like blast one off and then I'm like,
"Kind of talk to
no
me, Daddy."
Idea what I just did.
I think it was white. It might have been yellow.
Yeah.
Or you're on your seventh one out of the water and you're just pulling balls out of the bag. And knocking them off.
So you're supposed to declare it. You hit a ball like OB, you just see it fly into the woods. You're like, okay, provisional Callaway 2.
Yeah,
you have,
call
you're
out
supposed to announce
supposed to
your
call
ball.
Them out too.
Oh, interesting.
And it's supposed to be a different ball, you know, like a different number, a different marking or something.
Because if you don't do that, you're just going to, you could hit your provisional, not announce it, hit it to the same spot in the woods,
identify
and now
it.
Find your first one that's in better shape
and propagate that,
that
it
no
was your
knows.
First one.
Promulgate.
Promulgate is
promulgate.
What I said.
We're not propping anything.
Right. Blade as it lies.
Wow. That's
interesting rule. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Because
so basically
like usually you
market.
Know, like maybe my Pro V is a little newer than yours. You have a
right,
specific,
right.
but it doesn't matter. In a tournament, it wouldn't matter.
Like, even if there's a scuff, you can't. Scuff doesn't count as a marking promulgation.
That's a good one of those ones that I can't tell you the exact truth. I don't know.
Did you suss this rule out?
Yeah, it's a rule.
Yeah. No, I mean.
But I don't know. They don't get into that much detail.
Okay, 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 okay.
Well, you always have, like, these little, you know, minute details that you'd like to know the answers yeah, on, and they don't get into that.
Big follow-up question, yeah.
Is there a like a law or limit to what you can do to mark your bowl?
I don't think so. Ooh. No. As long as you're not putting it over the weight of what they can be clocked in at, which I believe is 35.9 or something grams. Remember we 34? Were doing them?
Or was it 50? No, I thought it was like 38 or so, 37.
Maybe 32.
We read it online last week when we were in here because we were 40, we were weighing a bunch of golf balls. We were weighing a bunch of golf balls to see how much different they are, because you would think it would affect it, a golf ball, if it's a gram different than another one.
Even.
And turns out none of them.
45.993.
Yeah.
Or 1.620 ounces.
Yeah, so, and none of them weigh the same.
But yeah, that was you, wild. You can't go over that, but you could go under it on weight as much as you want on a golf ball?
It says it may not exceed. And it sounds like it cannot be smaller than 42. You ever hit a wiffle ball, dude? Millimeters.
Okay.
So I don't think it's a weight smaller.
Yeah, and if you should be, I'm sure it wouldn't really benefit you if it had to be that size and you made it lighter, you probably wouldn't hit it any further anyway.
Right. Yeah, it would probably roll like a ping pong ball instead of a. Yeah.
Whereas if you were to make it like smaller millimeter wise, you might be able to get it out there further.
I guess top flight.
Easier to get into a hole, right? Smaller. True. Ball.
Top True. Flight makes a 1.619. I guess they like to flirt right on the edge.
Ooh,
there.
Wow.
Yeah. Really.
We got to get one of those things that tells you exactly how something, how big something is, to make sure everybody's exactly the same.
Those little gauges.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Digital gauge thing. Like yeah, because that. That'd be, I would love to expose Titleist for all be different, all being different. Like getting a sleeve of Titleist and all be different. Like I hope we have a sleeve of Pro V's somewhere, that, and they all weigh a different gram amount.
You think about like the coating on that. Like it must be so hard to have like one ball, like as they're painting that outer shell, like maybe an extra droplet of paint drips off of that.
Yeah,
ball
gram's not very much, but
it's such a little.
It's got to make a difference in golf. Even if it spins, you know, a little bit more, or get, you know, it could be 5 yards. That's a lot. And that's a guess, but
educated guess. Okay,
according Different. To this thing I just saw, the lightest one would be the Bridgestone E12 Contact.
Yeah,
is this? I don't know if this is possible, but most of these are around 45 to 47 grams. Theirs is 37.75.
Oh my god!
So let's make sure we grab a box of.
Yeah,
we have one.
Let's get those on the launch monitor.
Yeah, let's see what's going on with that.
I guess the launch monitor doesn't tell you the exact ball though. It just goes by the swing numbers.
Mm.
Well, you would think that the lighter the ball, the harder that's going to be to like putt with, because it's going to have less like centrifugal roll. Like, there's less mass, so.
Would it go farther off
Danny
the tee,
Science.
Though?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I don't know if it would.
Right? Because there's less of it.
It'd be like hitting a, just more resistance, right?
I don't know. I'm not a physics guy.
I love the science. See, this is why I love this podcast.
Yeah, I feel like there would be more resistance to a lighter ball, right? Because like you were saying with a wiffle ball.
Yeah. Like a wiffle, those wiffle practice wiffle balls don't go as far.
Imagine. Well, they're light, but their mass is... And they're also, like, they have holes in it. There's so much stuff.
Okay, but even the lighter foam balls, the practice foam balls, practice those don't go very far. Right. Those are solid.
Maybe we could pitch the idea though. To, right. like, you know, live to, like, juice the golf balls.
Wow.
You know, like MLB was doing with baseballs.
Oh, yeah.
And just start seeing, like, everyone's hitting it, like, 450 now.
Yeah, because didn't they roll back some of the equipment that pros can use? Like, the, you can't just...
Length of shaft, I think they did. Mm.
So what if they said, fuck it, and pushed it
that
in
would
the other
be fun,
direction?
Because you still have to hit it straight
right.
on the tour. Yeah. Adding a couple inches to the shaft, I think, would be fun. Cause,
like, I want guys
because those guys on the long drive, they're hitting it, like, 420, 450. Like, these guys are absolutely bombing the ball.
Yeah.
If Technology. You could do that in a tournament and keep it straight...
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
That's the problem.
Like you could go so low. That's Bryson tried to do it.
We saw with Bryson, you know, he was going to revolutionize golf, and now...
Loves that.
I don't think, you know...
This man loves that.
He may never win a tournament again. And it's like,
I think he regrets getting bulking up like that. I think people always regret bulking up, because then they always get injured. When you get big like that, you get hurt, and I think it sounds like a good idea until you're there and you're tight and you're just not as limber, and then you get hurt, and then it affects you for a year. Or, I mean, Bryson had an injured hand all year last year,
too. Didn't he seem like he was slimming a little bit, though?
Definitely.
Like, I felt like he was definitely he was much going, beefier again, off a couple that, years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
He's probably getting into, like, the TB12 thing.
Probably,
I think you get to that point where your, like, pliability is more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Than, when you're that jacked, golf, how can you have any
absolutely.
Touch?
Anything like, mobile, really. Yeah. I mean, unless you're bodybuilding or trying to, like...
Well, but when Tiger was playing his best, he was a little twig.
That's what I mean. And then you see him now, and it's like, no wonder you're tearing stuff.
You can't even drive a car without losing a leg.
Plus, even just having muscles, like... I just feel like you're... Nothing's...
Yeah, you're too tight.
Yeah, you're way too tight. Your swing's going to be all, like, fucked up.
Like John Daly said, you can't pull fat.
Right, true. True.
John Daly quotes are so good.
Yeah.
I think he said, like, I've been a Miller Lite guy ever since I was 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is a rough path. I mean, Miller Lite, really? Oof.
Yeah.
Bold taste, low calories.
Okay. That's what they say.
I like that white can really did wonders for them, I think.
Mm.
Compared to their old blue and gold.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the race car can. I always thought it looked like a race car.
Yeah. It was like it always kind of was like, give me soda vibes.
Right. The white one kind of classed things up a little bit.
Yeah, got it back to the classic. Yeah,
I drink a Miller Lite now, but back then I wouldn't. I mean, I don't drink beer, but.
Put you to it.
Speaking of putting us to it, dude, put us to it.
All right, so I have like a couple speed ones ready just in case.
I love when you say I've got a couple and it doesn't matter to us at all because you just give us one.
I want a really like thought provoking
one. But well, so great. Next week,
yeah, do one
happen.
That's like fun and not one ones. That sucks.
All of mine have been good. You guys just all think genuinely
when you pitch this segment.
Because everyone I asked last week is like, who the fuck would go on a ski trip? And you guys were like, oh, I like skiing. There's no fucking way the rest of America thinks that, like, oh, it's cold in the winter in New England, but I'd rather go somewhere fucking cold.
Dude, when you pitched this segment, you were like, I could ask these types of questions like, would you rather get a 5-gallon bucket of maraschino cherries or a 5-gallon bucket of pickles? And then we're like, that sounds fun. You could do some like stupid hypothetical like talking about that. And then we started and you were like, would you rather go golfing or skiing?
Yeah. I mean,
it's just like you do golf. The fun ones that are cool and funny, not the ones that are like, would you rather have a car or a different car?
The all right, this is well, I'll just again go to the fail saves, fine, like they're not very thought, but the so burning building, your mother's in there, and just a stranger baby is in there. Who are you saving? You can only pick one.
Did you ask me this before?
I have.
I feel like I just saw this somewhere.
I brought it up to you a week ago.
Okay, that's where I saw it. With a baby?
No,
or
it's just a baby.
Oh, it's
that's
a stranger baby.
This might have been a, we're gonna have this at the Dan Cave, this discussion.
It's one of my classics.
Yep. So it's your mother or somebody's stranger baby?
Yes.
I'd save my mom.
Yeah, it's
because
100%.
After when people are like, you didn't save the baby, it was like, I was saving my mom. I don't think that's a very bad excuse to not save a baby.
Yeah, I don't know
except
this baby.
Except comparable to a baby, letting a baby burn alive.
Well,
the baby's not someone could. I'm just saying, in theory, be like, wait, but you just let a baby burn alive? They can't save themselves.
Well, where was the baby's parents?
Well, what the fuck was your mom doing? She's a full fucking grown adult.
Why can't I save both?
Maybe she was burning.
They're on different floors.
Get the fuck up out of there. Babies don't walk.
Well, maybe you should have walked. Maybe you should have learned sooner.
They do crawl.
True.
Yeah, they could stay low.
Low. They might even make it out. Yeah, the baby's got a better chance of survival than that.
It's a strategic advantage. I'm saving my mother, too.
Yeah, and also, like, I know how my mom votes. We can't be sure how.
But that baby could grow up to be Hitler.
Yeah, it could also be the person
who
cures
you
cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That baby could be the one who cures cancer, solves world peace.
Yeah.
But
could also be Hitler.
And we know
my
your
point is we don't
Hitler because Hitler was born.
We don't know, you know.
Well, Hitler already happened.
Anything
so we
could
do
happen.
Know it's not Hitler.
Anything could happen.
Cancer has not been cured.
You
yet.
Never know what that baby's going to grow up to promulgate to be. So,
Danny, what do you think?
I think, obviously I go with saving my mom.
Wow, baby killer.
I don't like that answer because now I'm labeled the baby killer.
Well, you just killed the baby.
Yeah, but you're also a mom saver.
I feel like I'm walking into a trap here with this question.
Yeah, it's a tough question.
I like those ones. I like when you lose no matter which one you pick.
Me too.
It's like, that's what kind of man I am. You know?
Exactly.
Mom. I just know like my mom's not going to cry on the next plane we go on.
I mean, she might
stand
up.
So that's not going to annoy me.
She might stand up on the plane lands. When's the last flight you went on?
If my mom was like,
I'd kill her,
God forbid, like terminally ill with like weeks to live, I might consider like
I might ask her.
Hey, mom, should I get the baby?
Should I get the baby?
You want to live
on her? Yeah. And somehow still let her make the decisions for you, like you're a kid.
While the building's burning. No, I think I'll stay here, son.
Yeah, no,
do what you think's best.
Yeah. Oh God.
It'll be like George Clooney in The Perfect Storm at the end. Sick. Leave me.
Yeah. Going down with the ship. Did we get your answer?
What kind of man?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I said my mom.
Your mom.
Yeah, the obvious, really easy answer right off the bat that everyone.
Well, no. I don't know if my mom would forgive me if I let a baby die for her. I think she did a better job.
So now now she knows the baby's in there too.
What do you mean? Yeah, well, he got out of the fire.
When he gets out.
You think I'm going to lie to my
when
mom and not
calling
tell
him
him
baby killer?
How does your mom know the baby's in there?
Because she hears it crying, burning alive.
Yeah. Oh, and it's on the news after that the guy didn't save.
They're in the
house.
Save
the baby,
but
he
saved
his mom.
But he did kill a baby in there.
I thought they might be on like different floors.
Oh, so you could
hide. Yeah,
you wouldn't have.
I didn't know that they're sitting right next to each other.
So here's a question for you: how many times do you think your mom's in a house with a baby in it that she doesn't know about?
I don't know. I assume this was an apartment building.
Well,
you
I
just
said a
said
house.
Fire.
I said they're in a house, which is
fire.
One.
You said a
Twin Towers. Kind
of. Here's a quick one, though. So,
that's just where my brain went, to be honest.
What, the baby's
we were
in one
an
tower?
Building.
Your mom's in the other tower?
Yeah, that's kind of where I was at, too.
Because I was like, well, I could just take my mom on my shoulder and then run up a couple floors
right,
and grab the baby.
Because if they're just sitting next to each other in the same house, you just save them both, obviously.
Yeah,
what a bad question.
Is the house already paid for or not? That's here's a quick one. Chili dog or corn dog?
Chili dog.
Yeah. Yeah. If you say corn dog, you're just wrong.
What season is it?
Nothing against.
Pick one.
Was it a Korean corn dog, though?
Any of it. You can't. You got to choose one.
No, those are
chili
dogs.
What about injecting chili into the corn dog and then making a chili corn dog? Has that been done?
Or you could just put the chili on top of the corn dog.
On top of it, but you
are they county?
Is it chili? Is it a chili cheese dog?
What's up?
Is it a chili cheese dog?
Yeah, like once the
and
chili's
like,
on there, can we do
have condiments available
want?
To you, or is it just chili dog, hot dog,
it's how
and
you
corn
like
dog
a chili
plan.
Dog? How you like a corn dog? You got to choose one of the
okay, other. I like my corn dogs with chili dogs on them.
I'll go okay. Chili dog. I'll take the plunge.
I think everybody's gone chili dog so far.
Okay, and
kind of with the hindmind theory.
I really do like corn dogs.
It's just the wrong answer. It's like eating one of those cattail things.
I wish corn dogs. I wish I liked corn dogs.
That's what I think of.
It's not actually like it.
Every time.
They just look similar.
Every time. Every time I see a corn dog, I think of a cat.
That guy,
they look alike.
What are you talking about?
This guy just crawled through a bog and cut that down. Now he's eating it. What the fuck? Who the fuck eats that?
They are good.
I got one. What kind of guy are
okay.
you?
Okay, it is.
Would you rather get a like a nice big steak with all the fixings or a pasta dish at like
any
an Italian
pasta dish?
Restaurant?
Who's paying for
at an Italian restaurant?
Are you a meat eater or are you a vegan? I'm gonna go.
Well, it could be chicken parm.
Oh, Italian.
I'm talking
steak.
Anything on a pasta menu, like. But what
I said?
Could it be a rack of lamb ribs?
Instead of what? The pasta or the steak?
Instead of the steak.
No. No, it fucking can't, dude.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't think...
Is that so fucking easy now, is it?
I don't think I've eaten, like...
Is it around Easter?
Like, gourmet pasta Christmas? In, like, so long that I can't even, like, fairly weigh in on that.
Really?
Because there could be, like, a pasta... Like, from what I hear, like, you know, we're in the Boston area. Oh, the North End. You got to go in and get a pasta dish. It's the best. It's to die for. It's just, it's like, it's pasta. Like, how
yeah,
could
fresh
it be
pasta's
different?
Good, though.
And fresh steak's not? I mean, fresh
I
steak.
I like prefer my steak cooked.
Actually, non-fresh steak. Like, unfresh steak is pretty bad.
Let me throw this. Let me throw this in the steak thing.
Oh, now we got to church it up.
It's an 8-ounce filet.
You didn't say that in the beginning.
Because what are they? What are they usually when you get like a filet? Like they're not very big.
Right.
It's the one of the things about the steak. The filet mignon is why I like pasta, is because I like to get full as fuck.
Right. But are we talking tomahawk? We
get a tomahawk. Yeah, it's 8 ounces.
I'll go pasta.
8 ounces. Yeah, I mean, dude, if we're going to dumb it down to, I can have
the biggest bowl of pasta
or one piece of beef jerky, I will take the pasta.
You can have asparagus.
Can I get mac and cheese as one of the fixings?
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah, you know, it's not available.
It's on the menu. They're out. They're in out.
What about potato au gratin?
Ooh, I love those. Yeah, you can get that on the side.
And then maybe like some steamed broccoli.
Yeah, I mean, like asparagus and some olive oil.
What about like a mushroom demi glaze on the steak?
Yeah, we'll glaze it up.
All right, I'm going steak.
Word of the day.
I'm with sort of Danny. My big thing is just like pasta. I can cook pretty well at home and stuff. Not that I can't with a steak, but.
You cook fresh pasta at home?
It's just.
The blow.
Yeah, we make it sometimes.
When was the last time you made it?
Not in a while.
Yeah.
That was the blow. Because
you don't make fresh pasta at home.
Yes, we do.
Come on.
I've had it. And it's to like, die for.
We have a pasta maker.
Makes it
Why
very
would you
good.
Have a pasta maker if you don't make pasta? That is the most insane thing to have.
When was the last time you made fresh pasta?
I told
pasta
you, I don't know. I don't remember.
Right.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a pasta guy. I've never eaten a steak and been like, oh, I'm so full. But every single time I eat pasta, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so full.
Right. And that's kind of like what I'm. Because I imagine this is the only dish you can have the rest of your life.
No, just like just if you're really hungry and you want it, and you.
But what bites are going to taste better? It's not a filling factor.
What
for
are
me.
We doing
like
after?
Oh, but like a good fresh
nothing.
Yeah. I could go get ice
pasta.
Cream.
If we're doing nothing after a pasta.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think any bite of a like. I get I do love steak too. Don't get me wrong, but it just doesn't fill me up. And I would thinking of the bites, a bite of a steak and a bite of like delicious creamy pasta. I'm a pasta bite all day.
And
Parmesan cheese, you know. Oh.
I also kind of agree. Also, like the diversity in the dish versus what you mean. You get a steak, you're pretty much getting.
I know
you're getting steak.
You can only get so much to a steak and vegetables, which I mean.
And you could argue, though, that if you get a pasta dish, you're really just going to get pasta.
Yeah, but the ingredients that go into the pasta, it's not like you're eating raw
garlic
pasta, where
bread?
It's like a steak.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a steak,
get
I mean, you could
bread.
Like sear it, bread. You could like marinate it, I guess, and stuff like that.
And you could also go from like a ravioli
could
to
could you put steak in pasta?
Yeah, I mean, there's like
penny steak
so
gorgonzola.
Yeah. No. You can't put an 8-ounce filet on top of pasta. But
well, you didn't say that.
And you can't. Apparently, they're out of mac and cheese as
they
a steak
it's
side,
not one
too.
Of the fixings. Oh, this isn't pasta? A pasta place. This is a steak place.
Stuff.
Pasta's definitely got better leftovers, too. Like, if you don't finish it.
Yeah.
Like, you've got. It just gets better sometimes.
I really am going to get.
One of my favorite favorite dishes that my mom used to make as a kid was pasta with steak, like you just mentioned. So
really?
I'm like torn. Yeah.
Anything else in that dish?
Yeah, when it's penne pasta, steak, like shredded steak, and then you have arugula in there.
Ooh.
And there's also like, you know, whatever fucking olive oil. There's some fucking
like an olive oil.
There's some like some moist sauce, you know,
a little moisture in there. Yeah.
Yes. When I go to places, I ask if like when I get steaks, I will ask if I can get a side of pasta instead of like the potato.
Because you guys are pasta guys.
Starch.
Yeah.
And
cheese.
Yeah. The Italian and me like some.
What kind of pasta do you ask for this on
the
side?
The whatever the off. Because normally when I ask, it's not like a thing that's on the menu. Like it's not as common to be like, oh, you could get a side of.
Well, mac and cheese.
Now I got another one. What kind of guy?
Oh, no. I mean like not mac and cheese.
You're like, bring me out a rigatone.
What kind of pasta?
Yeah.
This is another one. Let's keep it going. What kind of pasta?
I don't think you can get a red sauce pasta as a side for your steak.
All right, no. This is a separate question now. Separate question now. When you get your side of pasta at a restaurant, say you order chicken parm, what kind of pasta?
That I'm getting spaghetti.
Linguine.
I think I'm probably a penne guy or a rigatone.
Yeah. I like the penne answer.
I like the little holes in them.
I
like putting them in my mouth and whistling through the hole.
I would go linguine though. I love linguine.
Linguine slaps.
It's so good. I like angel
hair
too. Yeah.
I like if I'm going long, I like angel hair.
It is. It's angel hair is good with like a white sauce or like a
balls back in the day. Angel hair.
Yeah, fettuccine is my go-to pasta with just about everything else. But that's what I like with spaghetti.
Sometimes I just break up lasagna sheets. And
so
boil that
pappardelle.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you did that?
I have never done that. I've never done that. But I want to start.
Damn, I might make some homemade pasta today.
Yeah, that's the best way to go about it.
Yeah. God, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, me too.
How much time we got?
Yeah, what are we out here?
Squeeze a peeve in. I don't even think I have a peeve.
45.
All right.
Prepare.
Get some time.
We'll squeeze one in.
What do you guys got? See the price of eggs lately?
No, what is it?
What's going on? I saw maybe this was just California, but $20 for a dozen.
Everything out of California.
California's better not doing too hot right now.
It better be free.
No, dude. Those storms. You know what's funny? I always check the Weather Channel, the radar, because I like the weather. And I was seeing the storms coming into California. And last week, I could see out into the sea the other ones that were coming. Now, when I opened up the radar yesterday, you couldn't see out there anymore.
Into the sea?
They stopped it like in the Americas, like right on that, most recent storm right there. But before I could go out.
Well, that's
been taking probiotics.
Maybe they're brewing up some artificial weather, and they don't want you to see where it's.
Well, there was a really big storm behind it originally that was like going to slam them too. So I don't know if they're going to get slammed again this week. But the videos.
Who exactly is drumming up the artificial weather?
Them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fear, they are
the new world order.
Yeah.
Fear
the government, you know.
Gotcha.
I saw a really cool article yesterday about the UFO sightings.
Up, right?
Yeah, they're up like hundreds of percentile points in the last year. So it's pretty cool. We're right around the corner.
You guys are all conspiracy theorist kooks.
The more satellites,
aliens aren't real. The more satellites.
It's also hard to delineate. Like, is that just because it's now getting more acceptable to say you saw one?
I think it's because they're just like.
I think
technology's better
come
for other
down to reality.
Countries now. So I think they can just like pop something in and us be like, it's a UFO. Not necessarily an alien, but I think it's just like foreign governments.
You also have all kinds of drones flying around. Yeah. More satellites out there.
You have a bunch of uneducated people. It's like, well, if you had half a brain, you know that's a fucking plane. Like you're like something like that where it's like, oh, it's a UFO.
I think the military sightings are what's up a bunch, though.
Yeah, they are. I guess that.
But even so, like I've seen it. I saw like this.
Wouldn't that be more valid almost? I mean, if anyone's going to see some shit that we can't see, it's probably the military.
And they don't
just
shoot it down.
But then you feel like you would more inclined, if you're in the military, to see more shit because they're using technology that we don't necessarily see.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, like, yeah. We have iPhones. Imagine what they have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you know that the helmets they wear in the fighter jets totally cancel out the front of the jet so they just see flat, straight air?
Oh, like you're playing a video game.
Yep.
See, I totally believe that.
Now I can be a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I was always worried about
the head
gauges.
Of the plane in your way. Nothing. It's just when you put that on, all you just see is under you. It's got like cameras that you can literally see 360 without.
So it's like you're in a simulator.
It's like my worst nightmare.
VR.
I need to give me all of the plane in front of me to make me feel secure.
Yeah. I can add it. It's not a peeve, but it's something that happened to me. I went to a Dunkin' Donuts yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Got some...
were you in the lobby?
Got some, yeah.
What section of the restaurant did this occur
in? So I went right to the front. They opened the velvet rope for me when I came up. I tipped the bouncer.
Check your name off the list.
Yeah, tipped the bouncer. Yeah. And they have these, like, some new promotional thing. It was, like, biscuit bites things or something. And I just wanted, like, a hot, quick snack.
I bet you did.
So I was like... So I go, okay, and it says, you know, it says two biscuit bites.
The bagel bites.
They got cream cheese in them. Well, they're new ones. They're like biscuits that have like egg and bacon in them.
Oh, right. Maybe, I have seen those.
Maybe butt your way out of this, okay?
No,
bagel bites.
No,
they have those. So cream cheese in the middle. You get two packs for like $5.
Yeah, uh-huh. I feel like are a bad deal because it's like I should have got a bagel for less money and more like the... And so it says, you know, biscuit bites... Two bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit things. So I order them up, and then I get my coffee, and they go, oh, okay. So I see him making. I go to walk out. I said, oh, he gave me one. So I go up, and I go, hey, can I get the, you know, like, hey, there's only one in here.
You promulgate that there's only one.
Yes, I promulgated. I said, hey, guys, I only got one. I said it so the whole place can hear. and if you think I'm joking, actually, that's not untrue.
Listen up.
No, I just said, hey, you know, like, can I have the other one? You know, and he goes, oh, no. I won't do the accent.
No,
come on. He goes.
Come on, funny guy, make us laugh.
He goes, no, see, when we hit the button, he goes, it's one. And I'm like, all right, I understand, but there's no way I'm in your right mind that that costs $239. Like, it's two of them. But then do you see up there where it says two and the word letters S at the end of them, which is plural for bite, is bites. And he just goes, but, and he turns the register kiosk and shows me how he puts it in the computer. And he goes, see, I hit this, and it says one order. And then, so I make one. And I said, but do you still see, I understand the confusion here, where it says two of them, and bites. He goes, well, that's not what we do for everything else. And I said, well, I didn't order everything else. I ordered those. And he goes, sorry, that's how we do it. So I'm just like, okay, so I like kind of took it on the chin. I walk outside.
Oh!
And like so I flip on my phone. I just said, like, to look up like online to say order it online. I just look up Bagel Bites thing, and it says under the description.
Wait, are they bagels or biscuits?
Oh, sorry, not bagel, biscuit bites. Excuse me.
Biscuit bites.
The it says two biscuit bites. So yeah. Like, yeah, maybe. So I walk inside.
Go back in.
I walk inside. I said, hey, just. Like, the first thing, like, on the website, it says two bites.
Yeah.
The guy goes, oh, okay, we'll make you another.
Same guy.
Same guy.
I love this fucking guy.
He thought he was going to get you.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing.
Yeah, was he going to eat that?
He was already eating it when his ass walked back in.
But I, so with the 5 minutes where I'm pleading with him to make me another, he won't do it on my word. But
hilarious.
I just bring up, I could have screenshotted anything.
Right.
And he's just like, oh, it says it on the internet. Yep.
Oh, okay, did you show it to him?
Yeah.
Was the deciding factor for him?
So he couldn't take it on my word. I had to just find, and like, it could be anything on the internet, and it said two, and he's like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't do it for me, clearly, but he'll do it for the World Wide Web.
My favorite part was when he whipped the kiosk around.
Yeah,
he says, hey, dipshit,
crazy.
Look right here. See the button? I just press it.
See what happens.
Me knowing how you're doing your job wrong isn't going to make this make any more sense to me.
Right. So $239, you got both of them.
I got two.
Nice.
I got two. Not worth it.
No?
No.
No, I'm confused about what it is.
It kind of looks product. Like they just put an egg and bacon and maybe just like some dough in a thing and just
what kind
it.
Of thing?
Well, so like the size of like a mini cupcake.
Well, no, so those are the, okay. these are like, dude, they're like a biscuit. They're kind of like a biscuit Hot Pocket. These ones.
Okay,
these new
so
things are.
Not worth it?
His
You're just struggling to understand what...
I've seen the picture on the thing, but what I'm, I must be describing another picture. I mean, I go to Dunkin'.
Every product they have at the lobby except
just
for this
by pictures,
one.
Not by names.
I like their wake-up wraps.
Yeah, yeah. Those are what are those?
And the blueberry muffin.
It's just a tortilla with egg,
it's like basically
cheese,
a,
and bacon.
I hope so badly that's not what it is.
Maybe we should
actually
let him
be answering.
I think I can help with
a pen. Starbucks has a bacon and sausage burrito, bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese, and every time I go to Starbucks, I order it, and they say, we're out. I've never had one.
It's like the
I've
ice
never
cream
had
at McDonald's.
One.
So you don't have it.
I've never had one. And they have it in the thing every day, and it looks like a fat burrito. I'm like, that must be the biggest thing they make. Because I never get food at Starbucks. It feels like you're not supposed to get food there.
Yeah. Right.
It just feels like a place that they make coffee.
It's going to be like,
it is
what?
Weird how it's on display, though. It also is. Looks like they probably just didn't get their order from Fisher-Price in. Because if you've ever looked at that food, it's
or
like,
or they get like
food?
10, and the first 10 guys that come in the morning, or they know it's the best burrito around, and they're like, I'll take the bacon, sausage,
well, and we've
egg,
talked
and
about it too. It also just like appears out of nowhere when you order.
I don't know where it
like,
happens at Starbucks.
Okay, all right. I put the order in, and it's like, here's
like
your food.
They just throw it in the microwave.
Kindergarten.
I remember I get the Gouda one. The sausage and I think they have like a sausage and Gouda.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
And I remember once like ordering it, and it was fucking cold.
Mm.
And I just dawned on me, and like they just didn't heat it up. But it looked exactly. The same.
Yeah.
As
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know
I just imagine they have one of those like little toy kitchens from when you're in kindergarten, just like
right,
below easy the counter.
Bake.
And
yeah,
like,
easy
yeah,
bake.
Let me pull it out of my big shopping cart.
You know,
pop it on, like pop it on here for you.
Because
it's
build
like
the sandwich. Like,
yeah.
It was built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That,
no,
yeah. It just
literally
appears.
Yeah. It comes out of a toy box.
Yeah. It's like they 3D print them back there or something.
I know I had an easy bake when I was a kid because I asked for one and my dad said no.
Right.
And my grandmother bought it for me anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, my dad was like, no, you're not getting an easy bake. Not in this house.
What, do you want a sewing machine next year?
I can sew, too.
That's great.
Yeah, good times.
Dads. Oh, dads.
Yeah, the good old Dunkin' Lounge.
Yeah, I could go for a Dunkin' Lounge sesh.
Hit the lobby.
Yeah.
Just to go get a couple of, or maybe just one biscuit bite. And we could figure out what they look like for the first time in our lives.
I hope I'm right, too.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Maybe get a single munchkin.
Doesn't sound.
There, you know, yeah. Order.
Ooh, I could eat so many. Order munchkins. Some munchkins. What's your favorite munchkin? What kind of munchkin guy are you?
Ooh.
I think the chocolate glazed, followed by the regular glazed.
Really?
Yeah, I like the regular. I like the jelly.
I like the jelly, too.
I don't like the jelly, but you know what I really like? They have this one. It's got these like crumbles on the outside of it.
Ooh. Oh, or, yeah.
Yes. What's it called? It's like a cookie crumble. Oh, a coconut.
Yeah.
On a munchkin?
Fuck. Damn, well, that's it. No, it's coconut. So it's always been. Oh, butternut. Butternut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They got the nuts on the outside.
They just started making them on the munchkins.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. The rep brought it the other day, and I opened it, and I'm like, oh, my God, butternut munchkins? Like, yep. Holy shit.
We'll go, there's like nut in
it's like a butternut. Peanut butter
nuts in there.
I don't even
squash.
It slaps, dude. Very good.
He goes, there's like nut in him. His saliva runs down his fucking mouth.
It is good.
I did watch that the Hitchhiker, the hatchet hit wielding.
Oh, I just started watching too. That too. I didn't finish it. I fell asleep.
He claimed come. I didn't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it.
So you just wanted to say the cum part?
Well, I started saying the sentence, I realized perhaps it would be a spoiler.
Yeah, those are good.
And I started Jack Ryan last night.
Oh, I'm on episode 6.
Is that
six.
The Amazon show?
Season 1? No, I started season 1. Yeah, I started season 1.
Nice.
And as I'm watching it, I think I already did. So I'm just rewatching it now. But just a refresher before I start season 2 and 3.
Yep. That's how you gotta do
it. It's good though. I mean, I love Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love Jim, but he's a good. I like him in. I like him.
Oh, he's good. Yeah.
I like John Krasinski. John Krasinski's a great dude.
That was Quiet Place. He was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just on 2 days ago. I saw it.
He is a good looking guy. From Boston, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
I think we're all from Boston,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, we're all Boston guys, you can tell.
Yep.
Through and through, Southie.
Boston.
Fucking, remember when Whitey Bulger was just like running the town, guys? Jesus, what a time that was. But no, what I was saying was he claimed a man came in his mouth, so he killed him. That was the end of
That's a better sentence than
that was the end
claimed,
of it.
He claimed to come was the reason.
Yeah, he claimed to come. He was a cum claimer.
But then the cops were like, I don't think that happened. And then they just put him in jail for murder.
Actually, I believe the term is promulgated in his.
Yeah, he promulgated that he was getting his mouth cummed in.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
keep it clean, you guys. Clean it up. Jesus Christ.
Well, episode. I thought we were just going to leave him with that right at the end where you said the claimed, and then we just got
we might.
There.
Yeah, we might.
All right.
Episode 101. Thanks for stopping by.
Amen.
Amen.
Well done, fellas.